Mama Gina Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Mama Gina Riley's gonna talk to me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna do this. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge in San Francisco dealt a potential blow to President Trump and Elon Musk's plans to cut the federal workforce, saying that the Office of Personnel Management lacks authority to fire employees on its own. Another hearing scheduled for 2 weeks, but the job cuts continue, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Department of Veterans Affairs firing some 1,000 newly hired employees. And the government job cuts could affect your weather forecast. 800 workers have been fired at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, including a meteorologist working to improve hurricane models.
President Trump today meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. They're expected to sign an agreement giving the U.S. access to some Ukrainian natural resources. The mystery surrounding Gene Hackman's death is growing. Authorities in New Mexico say the two-time Oscar winner and his wife had likely been dead for weeks before they were found in their home. There's no indication of a break-in or robbery. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, March up 15 to 1897, April up 9 to 1854, May up 4 to 1859, June up 8 at 1807. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 to 180 and a half, 40 pound block steady at 187, one trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day, cash butter up 1 to 234 and a half, five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 121 trade on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 52 and a half, two trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher as the market was encouraged by the export sales report, the higher note of boxed beef prices, and the potential that the cash cattle market would trade higher this week. Hog markets were sharply lower due to the political pressure of tariffs that are set to be enforced as early as next week. U.S. hog producers rely heavily on their ability to export pork to Mexico. February live cattle up 57 cents to 199.40. March feeder cattle up 207 to 276.45. April hogs down 392 to 84.37. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower, with tariff concerns pushing the dollar higher. That pressured all of the grain complex. Also, the USDA outlook form edging corn acres higher, wheat acres higher as well. But again, those tariff concerns were really the biggest drivers of a downturn in the markets. Also, lower soybean product prices pressured beans on the day. March corn down 13.5 to 464 and 3/4. New crop down 5.25 to 461 and 3/4. March beans down 1.75 to 1022 and 3/4. New crop down 3.75 to 1041 and 3/4. March wheat in Chicago down 19.25 to 546 and 3/4. May down 17.25 to 562 and a half. Minneapolis wheat March down 12.5 to 587. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 423, March 423, April 426, new crop 402. Cash beans 942, March 947, April 952, new crop 952. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 417, March 422, April 439, new crop 411 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 439, April 443, new crop 413. Synergy Co-op Elk Mount, cash corn 416, new crop 411, cash beans 947, new crop 966. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 415, new crop 412, cash beans 938, new crop at 952. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 437, April 450, May 452, new crop 422, March beans at 977, April 989, May 991, new crop at 983. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 413, March 413, new crop 404, cash and March beans 949, new crop 969. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 214, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 188, market cows 115 to 142, bulls 145 to 170, calves 360 to 985, beef steers 262 to 445, Holstein steers 145 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 142 and down, rams 230 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 345 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 197 to 215, finished beef heifers 197 to 215, finished dairy steers 180 to 191.50, market cows 100 to 126, market bulls 140 to 186. Hog markets at Zumbrota, market hogs at 53 to 87, light sows 71 to 75, heavy sows 71 to 77.50, boar markets 23 to 34.50. That is a check of markets from the Commodity Classic in Denver. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be really windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll get to around 45 midday-ish into the low 30s by late afternoon. The wind out of the northwest gusting to between 40 and 45. Wind will die down tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of only 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, and I just want to dance with you.
I want to dance with you, twirl you all around the floor.
That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you.
I want to dance with you, hold you in my arms once more.
That's what they invented dancing for.
And I just want to dance with you.
I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just want to dance with you.
I want to dance with you, twirl you all around the floor.
That's what they intended dancing for.
And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, hold you in my arms once more.
That's what they invented dancing for.
And I just want to dance with you.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Times that it ain't true, and I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you, but these rose-colored glasses I used to hear when I held you, and they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses. Show only that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, John Conley, Rose Colored Glasses, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from Commodity Classic in Denver, and good morning. We have temperatures in the 30s, going to be a windy day today, and things will cool off at least by Saturday, but then warm back up. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with John Quackenbush with the Wisconsin Pork Producers. Had a chance to talk with him during the recent Corn Soy Expo. We'll have that interview coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Some farmers are expressing doubts about a 2025 turnaround for the farm economy. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
As farmers look in the rearview mirror at the season just completed, they do have concerns about the planting season ahead. Zach Webb is a technical agronomist with Delta Pine in North and South Carolina. And at farmers' meetings he's attended, he's hearing a lot.
The biggest thing is, what are we going to plant to try to not only make money, but just to stay in business for another year? Because commodity prices are pretty tough right now. The acre shifts are jumping all over the place. I mean, we're seeing cotton down a little bit and beans and corn maybe up a little bit, but honestly, most of the guys are saying, you know what, I'm just going to plant what I normally plant to some degree and do what I know how to do.
Webb says farmers are telling him they are willing to give the Trump administration time to make necessary changes, and they'll hold on if they can.
I was with some growers yesterday. They were talking about the reductions of, I mean, 280 million or billion or so, anyhow, to the farm bill stuff. And they were concerned about it. And I said, wait a minute now, read the whole article. I said, because a lot of that's going to be directed toward food stamps and things like that. I mean, honestly, I think most of these guys realize that this first year is going to be tough, whether it's tariffs or whatever, or reduction in spending and things like that. But I think they also realize that it's going to take us a year or two to get to where we need to be and to fix some problems that we've had.
And farmers are telling Webb they expect a hard road in 2025.
I think the reality of it is, I think most of those guys are at the point where, you know, we, it's kind of like you got to have a stick in your hand, because you can't be the open door to everybody. At some point in time, you got to draw the line in the sand and say enough's enough. And I think they realize that's what's going to have to happen for things. Things got to get worse before they can get better. It's kind of what I'm hearing.
The old saying is, it's darkest just before dawn, and farmers are hoping that there's a glimmer of morning light that they see on the horizon. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be really windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll get to around 45 midday-ish into the low 30s by late afternoon. The wind out of the northwest gusting to between 40 and 45. Wind will die down tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of only 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Just like every lock's got to have a key, every river goes looking for the sea, and when you plant a seed, it reaches for the sky. It's just the way it is. Nobody wonders why. Like coffee needs a cup, you know that it ain't much good without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. Like a hammer and a nail, socks and shoes, we go hand in hand like a rhythm and blues. What good is a man if he hasn't got a dream? About as good as a car with no gasoline. You're the one I'm dreaming of. Got to have your love, can't live without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Something was missing, it was making me blue. But all I ever needed was you. Just like every lock's got to have a key, every river goes looking for the sea, and when you plant a seed, it reaches for the sky. It's just the way it is, girl, with you and I. Like coffee needs a cup, you know that it ain't much good without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Good as a man if he hasn't got a dream. About as good as a car with no gasoline. You're the one I'm dreaming of. Got to have your love, can't live without it. be together, no doubt about it.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack and a little past Little Rock here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soy Expo. Temperatures in the 30s today. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins yesterday announced a $1 billion strategy to curb the avian influenza. Now, the Ag Secretary said the five-pronged strategy includes an additional $500 million for biosecurity measures, $400 million in financial relief for affected farmers,
and $100 million for vaccine research and action to reduce regulatory burdens and also explore temporary egg import options. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, building high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Across the country, many folks involved with commodity organizations will be setting out this weekend for Denver, Colorado, as the 2025 Commodity Classic gets underway on Sunday in the Mile High City. It's the largest gathering of farmers in the country, and I'll have more after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The Commodity Classic, happening this year from March 2nd through the 4th at the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver, is America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The premier event is jointly presented by the National Corn Growers Association, the American Soybean Association, the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. First established in 1996, the Commodity Classic has grown significantly over the years. The 2024 event in Houston set a new attendance record, attracting over 11,500 attendees, including more than 4,600 farmers, along with exhibitors, industry stakeholders, and ag media. The event kicks off on Sunday the 2nd with a pancake breakfast, followed by an opening educational session and the trade show opening up in the afternoon. Now, the trade show offers a unique opportunity to explore the newest equipment, products, and services available in agriculture. On Monday, March 3rd, early risers can attend sessions starting at 7 o'clock with the trade show running from 8:30 a.m. till 3 p.m., and that does include a lunch break. Now, the day culminates with the general session featuring industry leaders discussing current issues and future trends in agriculture. Now, as part of the event, I'll be taping This Week in Agribusiness, our television show, on Monday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. in the Case IH booth. Joining me will be Max Armstrong, Arlen Suderman from StoneX will be along to discuss the markets, and we'll have policy experts from the major commodity organizations stopping by to share their insights and expertise. But there's more to the Commodity Classic than what happens inside the convention center. Beyond the walls, Denver offers a vibrant array of activities. Visitors can explore local attractions like the Denver Art Museum or the historic Union Station. If you want details on planning your visit, you can learn more at CommodityClassic.com. I'll be back with more when we return.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Yes, if you're heading to Denver for the Commodity Classic, we'd love to see you at the Case IH booth from 9 to 11 on Monday morning for our taping of This Week in Agribusiness. For more details on the Commodity Classic schedule or to better plan your visit, head over to CommodityClassic.com. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give it. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah, it might give a damn. Maybe one of sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah,
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of a pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket and I'm blue as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beat. Walking in Memphis, got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays the piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would.
News of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley introduced the Farmland Security Act of 2025 to help safeguard rural communities and protect American farmland from being secretly bought by foreign investors. The bipartisan legislation would build upon current law to ensure that all foreign investors, including shell companies who buy American agricultural land, report their holdings, strengthen penalties for those who evade filing, and invest in research to better understand the impact of foreign ownership of American farmland has on agriculture production capacity. America's farmland is critical to the health of our rural communities and our national security, said Baldwin. Our legislation will help bring to light foreign investments in rural America so we know who's buying up land critical to our safety and the future of U.S. agriculture, she said. USDA's calculated foreign ownership of approximately 45 million acres of American agricultural land. That's an 85% increase since 2010. Wisconsin will now join in on testing of its dairy's cows for bird flu. This is a national milk testing strategy that USDA is conducting. 45 states have enrolled in the strategy. Wisconsin has 5,000 dairy farms and 175 processors. Since December, Wisconsin has seen zero cases of bird flu in cows, along with three confirmed cases in domestic poultry. Testing on the dairy cows will begin over the next few weeks. USDA is reminding agricultural producers that the final date to apply for or to make changes to their existing crop insurance coverage is approaching for spring planting. Whole farm revenue protection and micro farm sales closing dates vary by crop and location, but the next major closing dates are February 28th, March 15th, and April 15th. USDA's Risk Management Agency lists the closing dates in the actuarial information browser under the Dates tab. Producers can also access the RMA Map Viewer tool to visualize the insurance program date choices for acreage reporting, cancellation, contract changes, earliest planting dates, and other important details. Producers are encouraged to visit their crop insurance agent soon to learn specific details for the 2025 crop year. Crop insurance coverage decisions must be made on or before the sales closing date. Producers can access the RMA Information Reporting System tool to identify applicable dates for their operation. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, led all committee Democrats in pressing USDA to explain the recent mass layoffs at the department. The senators asked how many USDA employees were fired and for a breakdown by state agency, job position, and veteran status, and all details the administration has yet to provide. The widespread layoffs jeopardize USDA's ability to respond to the ongoing avian flu outbreak, process farm loans, disaster relief, and other assistance for farmers, and distribute grants and loans for infrastructure and services that rural Americans rely on, the senators wrote in a letter to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The senators also say they have deep concerns that the termination of thousands of nonpartisan USDA employees and contracts in less than a month would hinder the department's ability to address the challenges facing American agriculture and rural America. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a billion-dollar comprehensive strategy to curb highly pathogenic avian influenza, protect the U.S. poultry industry, and lower egg prices. This is in addition to funding already being provided to indemnify growers for depopulated flocks. As the secretary outlined in a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece, she has a five-pronged strategy that includes an additional $500 million for biosecurity measures, $400 million in financial relief for affected farmers, and $100 million for vaccine research, action to reduce regulatory burdens, and explore temporary egg import options. She said the Trump administration is taking the issue seriously and that American farmers need relief and American consumers need affordable food. Rollins also said to every family struggling to buy eggs, we hear you, we're fighting for you, and help is on the way. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be really windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll get to around 45 middayish into the low 30s by late afternoon. The wind out of the northwest gusting to between 40 and 45. Wind will die down tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of only 30. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for only $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and it looks decent, wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? A lot of bull gets
shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking, maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Super Walmart, so I bumped into a pretty girl shopping cart, but all I did was bring her eggs and bruise her artichoke hearts. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Yeah, what's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House today, and ABC's Karen Travers says Zelensky is looking for U.S.